order?
Sure.
We will call the meeting of the Plan Commission for the Village of Alloway in order for Monday, May 13th, 2013. Roll call, beginning with Adam. Would you just state your names?
Adam Perillo, present.
Barb Copperwood.
Kendra Hansen.
Howard Roth.
And Roger Retzloff.
And Chris is excused till about 7:15. He said he'd be here. And Judy is absent then.
Yeah. And Penny.
Oh yeah, Penny too. I usually bought the committee with me, so I'll check that.
Okay, next order of business is to modify or adopt the agenda. Has everybody reviewed the agenda? I only have one question. The election of chairperson.
And vice chair.
And vice chair. So we're doing that today?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
You could move that back if you wanted to until Chris gets here.
Okay. Oh, well, that's a good idea.
I'll make a motion to shift agenda item 3 until after item 6.
Okay. And a motion, is there a second?
I'll second.
Howard seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Okay. That passes. And that was general approval of the agenda with only that one change. Okay. Next item is announcements. Are there any announcements?
I just wanted to let you know with the last project that you went through with the Brennan Buick site on the corner of Riverside and St. Joseph, the Village Board did approve that with really all of the recommendations that you had in there. We did add on the corner of Riverside and St. Joseph, the planting bed that was located there that we had recommended taking out, that will be removed. We put a planting bed along the building. It would be on the north side of the building, so facing out to St. Joseph. It's a fairly small planting bed because there's not a lot of space there, but they put that there. We also required them to put, like you had recommended, taking out one of the driveways, so they only have one. So they now have one driveway. They moved it further away from the corner. It will be concreted. And we also required them to put the sidewalk in from that driveway down to the corner of Riverside and St. Joseph. Yeah, so that at least they have that, and then as they continue development, we'll make them put the sidewalk in the rest of the way. Street trees were added. They're going to put street trees along St. Joseph to kind of compensate for that landscape bed that they took out on the corner that we didn't really want there because of the snow plowing and visibility and all of that. And with the sidewalk that goes to the heads on the Riverside, obviously we're not having to connect to Riverside because there's nothing to connect there, but they are going to connect back into their parking lot, put a curb cut, and then put a sidewalk, at least striping, to get to the building. So it'll be a pet access to the building coming in from a corner then. Okay. So they did take care of that. But everything else that was recommended by you, they did approve. The developer really was very amenable to, you know, everything that you had as well as anything that came up to Village Board. So they're still working on their state-approved plans, and hopefully those will be done soon, and then they will start working on that. The Village Board also did approve the annual report, and they approved the position description for the Planning Commission. We also went through site plan review packet and the PDD packet with them, and they approved that. They made some minor changes in those two documents that will be done more, again, kind of grammatical type things that they caught and some clarification things. But all of that went through and was approved by Village Board at their last meeting, so. So we're moving along.
Great.
Yeah. The question about the Brennan Buick site. I think we had in the motion conclusion about, or some comment about changing the color from white to something.
Yep.
I couldn't remember if that was actually noted in our
yes.
recommendation or not.
Yeah.
The more I drive by that building, the
yeah.
more I see the white,
yeah.
the more I think, I hope that that really...
It did, yeah. It'll be the tan color, like
yeah.
matching the EFAS.
Like
stuff.
The EFAS part on the front
yes.
of
yep.
the building. Yeah, that
yeah.
could even be more tan than that.
Yes.
But it's not white.
Yeah, I know. When all the cars were sitting there, you didn't see that as much.
Yeah.
You didn't
yeah.
see the condition mm-hmm. of the building as much. But
yeah,
when they're gone, it's like stark, you know, and kind of really stands out, so... Yeah,
thank
so that was part of it.
My yeah. wife will feel happy, be happy now. She said,
yeah.
color. I hope you guys change that color.
Yep.
I said, yeah, I think we did.
You did, yeah. we did. So, yeah. So and I think it'll be a nice project when it's out. Mm-hmm. And it'll look much better than it does now with less lights.
Mm-hmm.
More. They put quite a bit more green space in, took out, you know, some of the pavement, put in curb and gutter. So it'll look a lot better than it does right now, so...
Forced it to have something come in as quickly as it did. I think.
Yeah.
It could have been a derelict
oh,
building
yeah,
for
years. Yeah.
And now it might prompt something else to happen.
Yeah.
Nearby.
Yeah.
Where was their previous location again?
They're right in. Do you know where Alloy Cafe is? Right in the strip mall. They're right next to them right now,
okay.
on the far end of the west end of the building. They're just kind of moving downhill. Yeah. They were really tight there though. They needed to move. And one other thing under announcement, I got an information sheet about a Revitalizing Wisconsin Downtown's webinar. It's really placemaking and downtown successes, and it happens to be Oconomowoc. But the webinar, I just got this like Friday, but it's Wednesday, which is really quick. But he also sent me information that the gentleman, Jim Rezek, who's a community development educator for Brown County Extension, he said he would be happy to, if people can't make that one, he could come in. Go through this with us and lead a discussion and kind of, you know, go through it. So if it's something you're interested in, I should have made a bunch of copies. I didn't, so I'll make them before. He said he'd be happy to come in and do something with that, with this idea of revitalizing. You know, I know we don't have a downtown per se, but it kind of has the same ideas with maybe the Webster stretch. So I'll give you a copy of this before you guys leave, but he's willing to come in and kind of work with us a little bit more if you want to get more in depth with that.
We have to figure out where our downtown is.
I know.
So, oh, and I'll just say that it's Bike to Work Week this week. So, although I did not ride here tonight.
It's going to rain.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to.
Looks like it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Public appearances appear to be
none.
So. Goes to Father Alloway, would like to speak.
Yeah.
Review of the comprehensive plan. This is the main item of our evening.
No, and I don't know. I've been thinking about a good way to do it. I don't know if there's really a good way to do it. Last time, we really went kind of page by page and went through it that way. I don't know if that's, you know, how I want to do it this time. But you have the document that, the original document with all the changes that have gone into it, like either staff changes, maybe village board changes,
mm-hmm.
Changes that have come from this commission or committee. So everything to date that kind of has happened is in there. I know with your document, some of the updated graphs maybe are not in there, or some of the updated demographics are not in there because Trevor didn't have it all in yet, but a lot of that we have now and has been put into the document. So, you know, I don't know, like I said, I don't know which is the best way to go about going through it, the most efficient way to do it. I have it on the computer, so then I can maybe just plug in. If you have comments or things that you really want to add to it, probably the most efficient way to do it. But I don't know if anyone has any other suggestions on it, or, you know, how you want to. And Adam, I think you sat through probably one
probably
or two
last
of
couple chapters.
The last couple chapters that we went through
mm-hmm.
last year. Or,
whenever
it was. Maybe, whatever year it was, yeah. So I don't know how you guys look through it, if you marked it all up and have things to share, or how you really want to go through it.
Are there any comments? Maybe I should ask, does anyone here have experience reviewing a comprehensive plan?
Not at all.
I reviewed the one in Bellevue when we went through it, but I wasn't sitting in on any of the meetings.
Okay.
So I had a copy to compare as I went along.
No, even if you look at like chapter one, which is kind of the issue and opportunities, that's really looking back at when the document was put together. So this is how we started it. These are the purpose of it, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to make changes to that section probably isn't totally appropriate, because that's what the whole plan is based
right.
on. Mm-hmm. But obviously there's things in here that have changed and that you want to at least put in to correct it. Or say, you know, this is no longer valid. Yes, this was an issue, but we've already done this. And a lot of that is inserted right into the document. But maybe it shouldn't be inserted right into that. Like if you take a good example, go down to page 9 maybe, where they're talking about kind of the top issues identified by the workshop participants right on the bottom. You know, one of the things was solve the drinking water problem in the village. Well, the village connected to the Lake Michigan pipeline. So we've gone to Manitowoc, we've done that. So that really has solved the, you know, safe drinking problem in the village. But should that really be inserted into this, or should all these comments that are kind of updating it be added at the end of the section saying, you know, here's kind of a 2010 or 2012 update to the things that were mentioned in here. So as I was looking through this, I mean, we inserted it all into the document, but, you know, I don't know if that's really appropriate.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it maybe makes more sense to just insert at the end, and then every time an update happens, maybe continue to see progress that
yeah.
happened since the last update.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. The thing that struck me about the update generally was that there's simply pragmatic comments
mm-hmm.
about things that have occurred, and there's no real qualitative assessment about how we're meeting the goals and objectives
yep.
of the plan. And I think that's a big missing factor in the update.
So explain how you would go about doing that then.
Well, I think I would just, I would hold to the general text that we have
yep.
that lays out, especially in this chapter one.
Yeah, chapter one is pretty basic.
But,
basic
you know, one. Simply add a narrative paragraph, you know, that is identified as part of the update that lists what achievements have occurred and whether they're actually meeting, you know, the objectives
so if you take land use, for instance, go to page
that's 11
maybe. Okay. It has a goal up top, has all the
mm-hmm.
objectives,
right?
Then what you're saying is maybe like a paragraph saying, you know, this is what we've done or this is what we're doing?
Well, you know, let's go before that to the issues list. I think there are a number of these things. There's no point in just leaving these here if some of them have been resolved. Just, you know, the one I would pick is the village hall. The village built a new village hall. That's item 6. But the issue was the village should create a better urban space and identify by developing a village center with a new village hall. Well, I'd have to go and see if there's any more detail about what a better urban space means, but my sense is that to have built a building that is really more like a strip mall development hasn't really solved the issue of building a better urban space. So, and to let those issues go, I think misses the point of what we're trying to, the spirit of what we're trying to do with a comprehensive plan.
So this kind of piggybacks off what Tracy was saying before about separating these out, and what needed is some explanation besides just listing them, mm-hmm. is how they plug in to. So I can imagine a narrative on this point that, you know, we don't want to downplay the building of a new village hall, but I think the context of this depends upon what happens on this corridor over here into the future, and that there's often where the village hall is now situated provides opportunity to create better space, maybe, you know, kind of a narrative like that, leading towards the directives given through these issues and opportunities, or these, because they're goals and objectives here. Sorry, goals and objectives. Right. Yeah, makes sense. Mm-hmm. So we have some more tangible evidence for what it's doing.
That's a first step, kind of, because it's not a, it hasn't created a village center.
Right.
But yet, it's the
first step.
Like we were talking about the Brennan Buick, you know, facility. Someone is going to be in there now, so maybe that'll trigger new development in that area, and there will be a retail center.
Now, I do wonder, in terms of this being a comprehensive plan, because there's, hopefully there's continual things that are updated. Do those things continue to go into the comprehensive plan? Or would this be something you take out and put into an appendix? So that then that appendix,
once the comprehensive,
the stuff we're talking about now, these things that address these objectives, would we even take it out of that section? Because this, like you said, this was done at a certain time.
Yeah.
Put that into an appendix, and then once the next review of a comprehensive plan comes up, those things are then brought into consideration.
Yeah.
I agree with the narrative and providing these updates. But does it, and I don't know this for sure, I'm just asking, does it belong in the actual chapter of the comprehensive plan?
You know, and maybe because, especially this first chapter, because it was so much a part of the process and it was the base of the whole plan, maybe in that case, an appendix might be better for this particular chapter, saying, you know, here's, like, addressing what you said and addressing all the things that are already in here. In an appendix type thing.
Use the same heading so you can still talk about, you know, comprehensive goals and objectives, and then maybe talk about how we've addressed, even point out we've, you know, begun to address item whatever,
six or whatever by doing
this and that.
Yep.
And then go to land use, and or maybe just leave out the sections that don't have any updates.
I think without some kind of separation like that, you might read through this and think that they've been accomplished.
Right.
And someone might say, the village has several sidewalk projects in the works. Alloway Avenue is complete, so that's nice.
Right.
But it almost shouldn't be there, because the objective is to continually look for example, opportunities for sidewalks.
Right.
And so, otherwise, it's like at the end of the year when we write our performance review, here's what we did.
Yeah.
Well, we did something. I don't know. My boss will have to figure out whether that's enough to give me an A or a B or a C on that one or whatever. So
what would you do with these charts then? Leave the old charts and just put the new charts in the appendix, or take out these charts and kind of refer to updated charts?
You know, which chart are you talking about?
All the population changes, the income, everything that's changed.
You know,
and it's going to continue to change.
Yeah, I would think that with the charts and having the 2010 census information, that you would want the most recent in there. Mm-hmm. And you could either move the old stuff to the back to the appendix, but I think you'd want the new and the new information in there, and the verbiage reflecting as such and being updated to the 2010 census information.
And being that this is a basically a document for the vision of the community, that you have a lot of descriptive elements in here. It's about assessing what's there and then using that as a platform to discuss what should be done or what are the opportunities. Yeah. So I think updating information is fine. It's just, I think Howard got at this, where it's kind of almost a tit for tat, and you get this list of the goals and opportunities, where it's like, okay, we did this and this. It becomes some lesser document in a way.
Yeah.
So putting that into a different section, which then comes, I don't know if that even brought in. Part of me, it feels like maybe
if it's an appendix, you question whether it's really a part of the plan or not. So.
But I don't see the things that have been done towards those goals. I don't think that's part of the plan itself. Those goals and objectives are the vision and the plan. What has been done is not necessarily part of this.
It's kind of like background information for, because the objective, among others, is to be able to use this to guide growth in the village. When we have projects come before us, we need to be able to clearly use this as a reason for why or why not. It doesn't address the sidewalk issue, and it says right here that it should, and so we want to push for that.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to know, as a background information. Yeah, we have put some sidewalks in. It's not like we haven't done it.
Exactly. We've done something.
Yeah.
But
East Case could stand on its own merits. It's not like, maybe we've done enough sidewalks or we'll push this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's irrelevant. Yes, we should push this guy.
Yep.
So. Just didn't want us to trick ourselves into thinking that we don't have to be as aggressive in tying requests for development to what we've said as our mission here.
Yep.
I think in this chapter one, I think it's important to acknowledge what the original concerns of the plan were, but also indicate, a lot of people won't go through this whole thing, but they'll read the first chapter so that they get a sense of, have we been making progress? Have we been reaching this? If it's all the way at the end,
maybe they won't.
They won't see that. But I think we should spend some time on this first chapter and have a qualitative assessment of whether the plan is working or not.
But I don't think that's the goal of the comprehensive plan, is whether or not it's working. The idea is we have the vision and mission is set forth, and it's a continual process to assess that. Every time we bring a new, something comes before us, we're assessing that. And that's why we put out maybe an annual report, so we can assess whether or not we are staying true. I think our annual report should not just list the things we have, but include how we're actually doing things to abide by the vision here. I just don't see this as something somebody's going to get into and say, well, they should ask that question, by the way. Mm-hmm. Is this stuff really being accomplished? And I don't know if they would go to this document to figure that out. I think that they would go to the city manager and say, hey, so what's been going on? And we have a list of things. Whether or not it's part of an appendix here or it's part of a separate report that we're always updating every time we do something new, and everything we do, every time we make a decision as a plan commission, it gets adopted. Hopefully that plugs into one of these goals and objectives, something in here where we did this, and this is why this was important of some degree. And my perception of what a comprehensive plan does, it's not a continual update of what's been done in terms of progress. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a separate issue. I mean, how it's going to be implemented is that zoning issue that doesn't match up. It's a whole different document and a whole different process we got to go through. So I think getting the vision down is the important thing here. At least that's what it seems to be most appropriate.
Yeah, I don't know if this document is really that type of. This seems to be more like a checklist in many ways of things that the village wants to achieve.
And that's what it is, isn't it? A comp plan?
Well,
to a certain
degree. Yeah, right. And that's why I think the assessment tool is important, is an important part of an update. So, but
Now, on that point, would that have been something done when the process was going through, when they were actually getting community on board, going through that? I mean, they're assessing whether or not they like elements of the comprehensive plan, and this was the result. And so we're, not that we shouldn't go through and give our two cents, but this was a result of that process.
Yeah.
We unfortunately weren't part of that process at the time. Mm-hmm.
Because they don't, there isn't really an overriding vision, you know, and the plan in the modern sense of what a vision is.
It'd be nice.
I mean, it just, there's a list of issues and then it jumps into goals and objectives. So,
you know, and it kind of has that summary at the very end. I don't know what page it is. Page 25. You know, and it's a very basic, you know, goals and objectives. Promote the concept of walkable and livable community. These two concepts maintain through features, da 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 da. And, you know, that's kind of the summary, good, bad, or indifferent. That's, you know, what they came up with.
Yeah. Now, to address that, you know, there's this new tool out there called the Walk Score. And I would think that we could put in a map as part of the update that shows what the walk score of the village is in its various parts, and, you know, to tell residents whether we're achieving that or not, or how well, or at least give a baseline, because this is fairly, so we have to go to another part of the plan.
Yeah, probably in the transportation section, maybe that would, would go.
I think that makes sense in terms of what if you look at the format here and you get basically an assessment of what's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that makes sense. If we're trying to promote walkability,
yeah,
we need an idea. Whatever's in here, we need an idea of what's actually there.
Yeah. It, you know, if we had a process for reporting on progress annually in the sense of reviewing the comprehensive plan, it might make sense to do what you suggested that way, have an annual report that goes along with the document. But, you know, we kind of let this lay for a long period of time without doing that. And while I agree with the pragmatic updates, I just would like to see...
I feel like you want the... And I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but kind of getting at this, the summary does a little part of really... the vision that maybe should be in the beginning of basically explicitly stating as an introduction what the village of Alloway should be. Is that kind of what we're leaning towards?
Maybe splitting off that first chapter and having an introduction before jumping right into the issues
and
opportunities.
Well, yeah. This whole chapter one kind of is a statement of what the village should be, and
but tied all
the remaining
other
chapters add greater depth to
right.
that. So,
mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, I can see taking that summary statement, which, in explicitly stating, you know, mm-hmm. I know we have the goals and objectives, maybe tying it in as a narrative, like you say, an introduction, just so it's an easy read.
And then include some maps, because I think that'd be really helpful. Mm-hmm. Who are we? Where are we? If we had a new developer coming in.
I think the maps exist. We just don't necessarily have them as part of this document.
Yeah, the maps have all been updated, but they're not in your document.
You don't need to see them.
So they've all been updated.
It seems to me that what needs to be updated in the comprehensive plan is to evaluate whether our goals and objectives have changed. Not have we met what we already have in here, but do we still want this as a goal? Do we still want to try to build a community identity by revitalizing main streets and enforcing design standards? Do we still want to do this or that? And then evaluating how well we're doing that, I don't know that that's necessarily a part of the process that's involved in updating what we have here.
Yeah. Couldn't that be part of the public participation process? Yeah.
But it is helpful, because if there's mm-hmm. a goal that's here and we're not achieving it, or we've hardly mm-hmm. made progress, is there maybe some way we need to adjust the goal or make it more achievable or more better identify what the issue is if we don't feel like we're seeing progress? Mm-hmm. So it kind of goes hand in hand, mm-hmm. and yet I don't know that that's necessarily text that needs to be added or included in here.
I tend to agree. I kind of think the more I look at this, our objective should be to say to find out if we believe these goals are still valid, if we still want to have these as goals, and then maybe just a separate document that says here's our kind of a tracking of what we've accomplished towards these goals. Village Street should have better connection, better and safer connections to the Fox River Trail. We added stoplights on Riverside Drive and a proposed crosswalk. Does that satisfy the village's requirement or need? Then that objective, if we still think it's important to be able to get to the Fox River Trail, then it stands alone without. And the thing that we accomplished maybe should be put, as we've been kind of talking around, put on a separate document. But mm-hmm. And maybe shouldn't even be in here. Maybe.
And so maybe if there are some of these objectives that we feel like we have achieved satisfactorily, they might even be able to be removed, although I don't know, reading through it, I don't know that there really are any that are, you get to a point, you say, we've arrived.
Right.
Necessarily.
Well, number one, solve the drinking water problem in the village.
Well, I suppose.
Yeah, I always thought that was an odd one, just the way it's. I mean, yeah. it's not a planning vision per se. You know, delivery of service. I guess it's part of delivery of service, but yeah. it's. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense that we want to do that.
Yeah.
Just I always thought that was odd, as opposed to some of the other things. When you look at land use, or you look at some of the other, you start getting into some of the objectives and under different headings. Which I
think that's where you really get into the nuts and bolts. Chapter 1 is really summarizing when they did this. Mm-hmm. And it's saying, this group got together, this is what the purpose mm-hmm. of a comp plan is. Here's what this group came up with through the planning process. So they sat down, they had this big workshop, everybody had their input. These are the comprehensive plans, goals, and objectives that they came up with. So that still is valid. That's what is really the guiding principles of this. You know, that's what they have. Then you get into the more specifics. You know, you have the land use, and they got into more specifics there. And then you have the land use chapter, mm-hmm. which really gets into the details. And then, Kendra, your comment about that, maybe it's in the chapters, the chapter 2, the land use chapter, that you get into more of that. Are we really, you look at, the objectives that are addressed in that chapter, mm-hmm. and maybe there's addition, like Roger's comment about the walkability. Mm-hmm. I think that should be added in the transportation chapter, saying mm-hmm. We should look at the walkability score. There was no walkability score. There wasn't right. even a glimmer. Right. That wasn't even
and
out there in 2004.
The idea of complete streets
right.
wasn't
complete
the right.
Complete streets, right.
That should be a terminology
that's
creeping into the plan.
Right. So. And even, T&D. I mean, T&D mm-hmm. is in here big time. It's addressed, there's concepts, there's all kinds of things that are definitely T&D, but it doesn't necessarily come right out and call it T&D, because maybe in 2004, mm-hmm. although I think it was kind of around then, but
yeah, it was.
Yeah, they didn't get the specifics in here about it, but I think they definitely, by things they put in here, like the T&D concepts and ideas, are just not addressed in that manner. So, I think the beginning part is really saying this is how we got to where we are, these are some of the general information on it, and then when you get into the chapters, I think that's where you can start adding some of the things that you really are talking about. And then, like you said, all those changes in the front, maybe they don't belong in that list. They either belong in an appendix or they belong underneath that, saying objectives completed, or however we would want to state it in 2012.
Progress made.
Include progress made, yeah. Maybe that's the way to do it. If if we really want it right in the document, or if we want it, less visible, then it goes back in an appendix. But, mm-hmm. Because there, you know, there has been some progress made on them, and I agree with you, Howard, that we don't want to say, well, just because the village built the village hall, we have not necessarily met, you know, the urban center and all of that. Right. Yeah. So there's still more that we would like to do, and we still support that objective, but we've done this towards it, you know. Because then people can see that, too, and then as they're looking at it, they say, okay, well, we have done this and this, but there's still some desire to do this, this, and this, or whatever. Mm-hmm.
But, and then, you know, but we permitted a development right across from the village hall that will do anything but make it an urban center.
Yeah. So. You're right. Yeah.
So. It's those
responsibility of the members to actually carry this forward and not become a stamp for things that don't belong.
No.
I think we've moved forward from since I've been here, kind of seeing what was going on, and I think we've moved forward. In terms of being more active, proactive, and reactive.
Yeah.
It just sounded good to say.
Good. Okay. So that would, in chapter one, I think, if we wanted to do that, we could. That would eliminate all of the added commentary.
Well, not that we were still going to update the
well the map, sure.
Demographics
would update, yeah. But the it's kind of the green comments that are in the text that would necessarily be pulled out.
I could even imagine that, you know, maybe it's part of our when we do our annual report and we identify things like this, or that it's a report for the village. That is sent out in the village. I don't know if those types of things go up. That would be kind of a year-end report that would go out to the residents somehow. I know they do the email newsletter or something, where residents can see, oh yeah, they're making progress on the conference. Just like little things like that, so that it's public knowledge of some sort, or
they realize why certain things were done. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's part of their comprehensive plan.
Right. Yeah.
That's why they
put that title up there.
In a sense, an added Chapter 1 element might be the basis of this discussion, where you feel that it's important to inform the population of progress being made
like
to
that?
Achieve the plan. And we could explore developing a annual reporting system for that.
That could be something in the purpose of a comprehensive plan after it lists the 14 elements, because I don't think that belongs in elements, but there's a small paragraph after about how it should be used.
Yeah.
And that could be a tag along in there somewhere about how it's the goal of the village or the planning commission, whoever, however we want to state it, to keep the public informed of projects or developments that conform to.
Well, and even just to make regular assessments, you know, annual assessments of
how
we're doing.
It kind of adds validity to the document then by doing that, or it makes it more actionable. Otherwise, someone might come and say, well, you know, I've never seen anything in these guys. We're arguing against, you know, we don't think you've ever done anything in this area to support land use, for example. Therefore, we feel that we should be able to have this project approved.
Yeah.
You know, but if we show that we have done some things, then that adds, maybe not legally, but certainly in a negotiation kind of thing, you can say, well, that's not true. We haven't. Here's our list, and it was made public on January 1st. For the prior year or whatever, however you want to do it. So it just adds put some substance in there and gives us and the village some leverage when discussing projects in the future.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing we should add to, I don't know if it goes in the chapter, but it strikes me that demographic trends really ought to be a section of its own rather than part of Chapter 1. But
you know, when you have the comp plan, Roger, mm-hmm. they have those fairly strict guidelines, and maybe that's why it got, they have standards, and maybe that's why it's in there mm-hmm. as an intro, but maybe it could be pulled out too, because they, that's why you have all the chapters that you have. They mm-hmm. lay out exactly. Barb, maybe you can weigh in on this a little bit more, but they weigh out, these are the 7 or 9 different things that you have to hit. This is a format that you have to have. You have to have these things addressed in there. So they're pretty boilerplated, I guess.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I'd do then is maybe move the summary to between the last goal objective section and the demographic trends.
So that it's clear that, kind of things before this were original.
Right,
things
yeah.
after this have been updated.
The demographic analysis doesn't, the summary doesn't really have anything to do with that.
Okay. Chris.
We're done.
Do we need a motion to change chairmanship?
Mm-hmm. I mean, looking at the objectives overall, they're generally broad.
Yes.
Some specificity in them, is that a word?
Yeah.
But thank you. I mean, there's little things sometimes I see that I want to quibble about, but they're not. I mean, they're good for me, objectives.
Word tense or things like that.
Yeah.
Well, there's things
yeah.
like when you use efficient delivery of municipal services, also like equitable, but we'll stay away from those.
Yeah. So I see three.
We're on chapter 1, Chris.
Chapter 1? I really thought you were done.
So I see three issues with respect to updating chapter 1. We delete the green comments, or it's just the whatever would modify the essential issues, goals, and objectives of the chapter. We would move the summary to the end of the goals and objectives section preceding the demographic information. And we would update the demographic information to the current census.
We also are going to add something near the beginning talking about evaluation, being committed to regular evaluation of
okay.
the progress made.
Right.
Not as part of this report, but
yeah, it was in the purpose.
Do we want that at the beginning, or do we want it associated with the summary?
I think right at the beginning.
Okay. It seems like we're in the section of the purpose of a mm-hmm. comprehensive plan seemed to fit in there.
Yeah.
On Roger's point about the demographic analysis. See, I see the chapter 1 is issues and opportunities. And I do agree that the demography seems to be out of place. I know this can be boilerplated. If we can check in whether or not it could just be its own chapter, demographic profile or whatever the title would be, it would make just, to me, more logical sense.
Yeah.
I think Roger had a good point on that.
Tracy, the demographics were going to be updated, correct?
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then the green, all the green comments that are in there are the ones that are within the verbiage. So you said take those up, delete all the green comments.
Right.
I think just anything that establishes progress made, we were going to take out.
Okay, and then are we just getting rid of it, or we're going to put that in the appendix?
It should go somewhere. It would go into the respective chapters.
No, I thought we were going to evaluate that separately, not part of the plan, because it's not... Right?
More of an achievement list?
More, yeah.
Because that whole front section, if you start going on transportation land, you just start plugging things in there, and you might have cross things that satisfy different aspects.
Yeah. And just that's why we were saying, just blanket it, say we want to promote periodic evaluation of our progress in meeting these goals. And then that can be...
C document.
Yeah. that annually we can come up with a list or... discussion of how we've made progress towards achieving these goals.
So we're just going to move them to a separate report.
Yeah.
Outside of.
I would. Does that sound reasonable?
I think that makes sense. Or I could see it technically as an appendix of running progress things, just as a place to keep it.
Yeah.
So that it's.
But the comprehensive plan to me isn't a document that's changing.
Right.
As the moment's going on, mm-hmm. it's during specific times where it's updated. So, I whichever makes sense functionally.
Keeping it with the report is probably helpful.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. Then it's there mm-hmm. and it's easier to find. Yeah.
Instead of looking back at minutes from meetings or annual reports and digging through. And
but like where number one has been taken care of already, solved the drinking water problem, could that be reworded to say something like maintain the quality of the village's drinking water so it doesn't sound so outdated?
You know, these are based on a public participation process.
Yeah, that's the only thing about that.
It came right out of all of that. So I think we want to preserve
what's in there, but you could put, like your comment, instead of just saying the village connected to the Lake Michigan pipeline, you could say that
It was just worded poorly at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's very alarmist.
Yeah.
About to solve this when I was moving in alley, and they're like, whoa, yeah. what's going on with the drinking water?
Yeah, I'd say most of the goals are more general, broad type goals. There's a few of them that are.
Most of them, I'd say, give me like a negative feeling. There are the ones that sound like we're doing a good job. The village should continue its excellent snow removal. But a lot of them seem like, maybe there's a problem here.
Yeah.
Like a negative way that they're written.
So do we want to make a motion on Chapter 1 edits? Or... Does that seem appropriate, or is it overkill?
What I have written down is the green comments come out. They either put in the appendix or something, and that's more what our progress is. Demographic information stays in the chapter, or maybe look at putting in a separate, its own chapter, but the summary comes before it. Mm-hmm. And then we put in about an annual review in that one chapter that we'll, look at it, review it annually, and keep it up to date that way. Anything else with Chapter 1?
There are some tweaking things, like on page 13 it talks about working with the Wisconsin Department of Commerce. They're not there anymore. Now it would be the WSC.
Yeah.
On page 15 and number 8 at the top, we talk about identifying and protecting significant historic sites. We could maybe put something in there that we now have the Historic Preservation Committee.
So, Tracy, in the rest, if we would do a separate report that we're going to track all our accomplishments, would we also break it down in the same framework so we'd have kind of like mm-hmm. like the intergovernmental cooperation, the fire department merger with Green Bay?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. so then it would be easy to track and plug in for whoever is
coming
in the future.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, housing, just to use those same general categories.
Sure, perfect. Okay. Maybe everyone's thinking that, I'm just saying it all along.
Something like adding the preservation committee?
Yeah.
I think we get into the issue again about we're trying to show progress, unless it was through the established preservation committee, but this is just the objective, and now we have the mechanism to do it.
Or to say work with the historic preservation committee to identify and protect.
I don't know if we have to identify the mechanism.
We're not trying to
change. We get an issue like, oh, that committee doesn't exist anymore. So.
But I agree that updating the.
No, I think that should go into
unit of government isn't named that anymore. And I saw that elsewhere in the document where maybe the Region 5 or DOT Region 5 is now the Northeast Region, things like that, districts.
Well, I think
that has been updated.
We should sit down with this. You bring up a perfect point, though. Maybe not this sitting, but actually go through each of these first objectives here and see what we can come up with, which has been accomplished. We have the Historic Preservation Committee. That goes into that document that attaches to this line, right? That's something that that's been created to actually enable that along, and they've had progress, right? So I think that goes in with that discussion we had earlier.
We should just treat everybody consistent. Like if you look on page 13, under objectives, number 10, the village developed an economic development committee. And sometimes we give credit to one group and not another group. So if we pull all the groups out, then we're treating them all the same.
Well, even there's nothing in here about Alley Business Association. That should be in here too. That was created, and that's a huge
economic. We became a plan commission.
Right.
Those little things. Yeah. So I think we got to go through and just kind of tease out the stuff that's been done since this is, and put that in that document so we start tracking those things.
The village formed the Historical Preservation Committee.
Is it in there?
It's written on page
132. 132. Why would you want to
get that far? And we also had that study that was done through the grant. Right, the two people that came and drove around the city and identified 700 or some significance.
Yep.
Yeah, and so that paragraph on page 132, the village should conduct a detailed survey of its older building structures. They qualify for historic status, et cetera, and then it says that. So there's that little, the green piece, the little thing there could be on page 15, item number, whichever one it was we were talking about, number 8. Just as a, for instance.
Yeah.
I'd like to encourage us to wind up discussion on this chapter if we can.
I'm going to be frivolous just with the question, and it doesn't have to be a long answer. Number 13 in transportation, encourage Alloway residents and visitors to utilize high-speed passenger rail service proposed for the... When was that? I just wondered. I couldn't have been living here then. Was there a proposal earlier?
There was a proposal. Mm-hmm. Green Bay, Milwaukee to Green Bay was priority 3, and I think they were looking at 2018, but now the governor's basically killed it. It's not coming anytime soon.
Since I've lived here, I've never heard anything about Milwaukee Green Bay. It's only Madison to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Okay, just one.
Well, there's an overall map of the proposed system from when that they developed Wild and Milwaukee Green Bay was
that would be one link.
So it would have been nice.
Mm-hmm. But, there's some things like that. I don't know if we remove it because who knows, a different governor, another opportunity comes along in the future.
Right. No, I wasn't saying move. I just happened to catch it. I was like, ooh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
what we've determined is that Chapter 1 is, in a sense, at least the issues and the goals and objectives, it's a kind of a historical record of what the people who participated in the full public process wanted for the village. And so we really shouldn't be violating that, changing it without another public process. So,
I'd make a motion that I don't know if this needs a motion, but Chapter 1 with the...
When we went through our process, I don't know if we did a motion for each chapter. We just went through them and made one big motion at the end. But you can be the chair tonight, so you can run it however you want.
Well, we've got 4 items, and I'll go over them again. We need there's a need for a qualitative assessment statement, which we would like to describe at the beginning of the chapter.
We'd like to delete all of the green comments, is what I'm saying, because they're we don't address all of the advances equally, so some things are missed.
What about blue comments?
Yeah, there are a couple blue comments.
There might be some blue comments.
Like on page 15, number 3.
You know, things that what's the proper? I wish I were an English major.
Things that represent accomplishments towards
right.
The goal.
Like comments that represent accomplishments would be taken out and put in a separate report.
Is that? And there are red ones too, I hear.
Oh, okay. Man.
We will move the summary to the ends of the goals objectives section, preceding the demographic information, and we will update all of the demographic information to the current census.
And possibly move to a new chapter if that's allowed.
Yes.
So it makes logical sense.
Okay. Or make it a subchapter.
Yeah. Like 1 or something.
1-1. Whatever.
Should we move on, or are we making a motion? How are we going to handle it? We're good?
Okay. So, moving on to Chapter 2 on land use.
The first thing that grabbed me, I don't know if this is petty, the two pictures, residential street and alleyway, multifamily housing and alleyway, it just seems so insufficient. This is like,
You mean the one with the fire hydrant?
Yeah. It's just like, okay, yeah, those are two examples. They sure are.
Yep.
There's a lot of different types of that.
You got to put pictures in a report like this, though.
Yeah, right.
I round them up.
I would almost want, like, say examples of like 4 or 5 of each, like on a page, and then it's like, okay, we get a good representation. Mm-hmm. And somebody that's just like, yeah, that's one place and another one place. There's more.
It doesn't really tell a story about
it.
What
doesn't give a character.
What a residential street in Alloway either is or what we envision it to be.
Right. The new number of residential land use in 2002, is this a correction of an incorrect figure?
For
the year
1,451. That is updating it to 2010. If you look at the next page with the yellow, the chart there.
Okay.
This is the updated 2010 document for.
So then we need to update the year here also.
Yeah. Okay. I caught that earlier today. I was like, I get that changed out.
Okay.
So something was converted to residential land, probably.
Yeah, if you look at
I
can
well, I mean, this becomes residential land across the street, for example.
Okay.
I mean, it really changed from, 1,443 to 1,451. If you look, I don't know if you guys have both charts, maybe you don't. It's a lot easier to see that way, because I have the old chart that originally was in, and then the new totals are in the graph that you guys have in yours.
And that's measured by acreage zone. No.
Yes.
Because I see the breakdown, so it makes sense. Right?
Yes. Yeah. So when you.
So you're talking about this one? That was in the original
report?
Yes, workbook.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So you know, we say residential land use, and then it goes on to the next one is commercial land use. If you look at that chart again, commercial land use was 101.75, it was 107.27. So it hasn't changed a ton, but there are some changes. So really, this is just updating the number change there is updating to 2010.
That little statistic there on page 26, maybe I missed something. It appears that the land for residential use changed very slightly, but yet the percentage of the total village at that time went from 43 to 61.5. Is that logical? Or is there...
Yeah, that's that is a curious.
Or one of those two numbers.
That would mean we lost some overall land.
Yeah, and if the land stayed constant, if the total, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it shouldn't be that big a change.
Something.
Yeah.
I mean, one of those two numbers wasn't right in the past, or it isn't right in the present. Yeah. So like.
Sneaky the peer took something from us.
Yeah, I think there's probably a multiplication or something. Maybe something wasn't.
So it's 61.5, correct?
I'm calculating right now.
Are you? Okay.
Have to do the calculation.
Faster.
Is based on these numbers in this chart. I don't know where the old chart is. I can
now if we
calculate that one too.
So, do we know if we are landlocked and we don't have the extra land, that increase in acreage had to come out of some other category?
Yep.
But since we don't have the pre-existing total for categories,
yeah, we lost like six acres in commercial.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, there
we lost. Transportation. See, this is what looks funny. Transportation was 606, went down to 220, but what's not in there is local streets and roads is not listed on the transportation anymore.
Where?
I don't know. It's not on this graph. It's on the original one.
Well, then, if the manner of computation has changed that way, we should indicate that somewhere here.
Yep. Because it's just
the total property. Acreage is different. I'm recalculating.
Total numbers in the yellow column are listed as the subtotals. So how do you get 1.45 and 3.3 and 0.4 to equal 5.15? Never mind, I won't keep doing this. It's just that I just saw.
Yeah, the totals for the charts.
Yeah. Maybe it doesn't matter.
The old one, the old acreage is, 24 acres less than the new total acreage.
Okay.
And how many were in that, the old streets you say were in there?
Yeah, it had local streets and roads in the transportation section. That's and there crazy. Was 591 acres of that, and now it's not included in that. You can see off-street parking and rail-related are only in there. So the 591, maybe it went elsewhere.
Casey, what's the agriculture, open space? I thought we wiped out agriculture in the village towards the bottom of the graph on page 27.
We did, and there's supposed to, there is.
So that should be something else, correct?
Right.
So we'll have to look at that.
It is 40.3% as part of this chart, and 61.5 in the new one.
Where are these numbers? Do you know where these numbers come from? Are they coming from GIS calculations?
I think that Trevor got this from the county. But I have to double check on that. I'm assuming that's where the.
It's getting land from us.
Yeah.
Wasn't this done before Trevor got here?
The original one was. I don't know if this one was or not. The updated. He updated. Had a lot of the updates. Some of it I did have before, but I just don't remember for sure.
So we need to update the title here, too. This is in 2010.
Yeah.
I guess one other question I have. Why did the institutional government, when we went through the update process, and what we had heard from the board in the past was they were concerned that there was a lot of tax-exempt land in the village. I mean, if you look at the prison or the state trail or Heritage Hill, or I mean, it just keeps rolling. Why is and I know it didn't change much, but I'm trying to think what was added in 2010 that would be institutional and governmental. I know we still have the old village hall site, Or does that count, Roger, across the street?
That's either institutional or residential or both.
Because that's something we as a village should be taking a look at. If that's one of the big things is to try and get more things on the tax base, mm-hmm. and then, or maybe it's categorized wrong, institutional, governmental. Maybe it should all be
lumped institutional, government. In the Prevea site, medical office building, might be qualified as institutional. Or where Bellin is done.
Yeah, some are taxable and some are not. I don't remember which is
which.
Figure out which. Do you remember that or not really?
Yeah, I mean, really, if my understanding about the taxable, if there's a bed there, if there's a bed there and they're staying there, then it's a non-taxable.
Okay.
So like next door, there's no beds there, so that all became taxable, or is taxable. Okay. Mm-hmm. The clinic is taxable because it's not; they're not staying there.
Oh, okay. So it's not a use function.
So,
no.
But then,
yeah.
Why did the board say no to Bellin Nursing College? It was going to go into the Apex site. If there's no beds there. That's why I'm having a hard time kicking the past. And we had an opportunity at Bellin Nursing College. They came to us first before they ended up buying new land. So they were going to go right on Riverside. And it ended up, somehow they weren't taxable. That's why I don't know. They didn't have beds.
Oh.
Is it because they're a school? Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
educational institution.
So we went through the whole service agreement discussion. And
all they have to do is meet the taxing formula for a nonprofit.
And then they're... So that was one of the things that I know there's a map in here later on that we'll get to, is just being aware of what is taxable and what's not taxable.
So they just didn't want to make that land non-taxable.
You know, when you look at, you know, we have a lot of tax free or non-taxable land, tax exempt land, but a lot of it is cemeteries, churches, schools, state facilities. I mean, you have the prison out there, and the Catholic Diocese owns a lot of land in our community, and that's all tax exempt.
Is there residential on it also?
You know,
are you sure? I think there is.
There is, yeah.
That
Bishop's House is down there, and I think, yeah.
So I'll drop that for now, but that's one thing that we've talked about, like getting the Old Village Hall site back on the tax roll. Because right now it's still just sitting there, so maybe that's something we can deal with under recommendation.
Yeah.
Anyways, under existing land use, we need to update the second paragraph, I believe. Not wholesale, but again, it's speaking in terms of 2002 rather than current.
It's really strange. I don't know these percentages, because under industrial, the acreage went down, but the percentage went up.
It's because somehow we're calculating less land again. It's the same thing with the residential.
Yeah,
we lost land through some type of coding.
That's what I think. It seems like some of these categories have changed a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of them, but there's a few, like especially that one with transportation, that changed drastically because it took out the local streets and roads.
But where did it go?
Right,
yeah,
where did it go?
Well, the whole thing, the totals were only different by less than 30 acres.
Yeah.
Do you have somebody for the village that does GIS work?
It
has a full parcel map of the village.
Yeah, Luann does.
He could just calculate the acreage off of that. She, sorry. I realized that after I said
yeah, sorry, no.
She could just proof it and see if at least the total you get for all your parcels are same as one of these.
Come up with a third number.
And Bellevue adopted theirs in last fall, and they had all their streets and highways shown under transportation. So unless something just recently changed, we probably should have that in there.
Yeah.
Maybe it was left out somehow.
Yeah, it has to be. Maybe it just didn't get in there somehow.
I don't know if it's still accurate, but when I was here, somebody in engineering figured out, and they said that 50% of the village area was tax-exempt at that time. 15 years ago, I don't know how accurate it is.
50%?
50% between the roads and the schools and the parks and the cemeteries,
natural
areas.
We need
to build the cemeteries.
Yeah.
It's a lot of tax-exempt.
I always thought many mini golf courses? That's what you said.
Jeez.
Nine whole courses. Please.
So there's a general question as to whether the table figure 2.1 is correct.
Yeah.
Okay. And has the existing land use map been updated?
Yes. All the maps really have been where it says in there that it has under, it just looks at blank. We didn't. You had a separate document that he sent with all the maps. I don't know if you remember that. That was with the comp plan he sent electronically, but we didn't put it all of them in this document for hard drive or hard copy.
Only 3.2 acres are listed as vacant commercial. It just seems like it should be more than
yes,
that.
Yeah.
Which is actually, is it really 2 acres? I mean, it was 5.09 acres back in 2002. So actually the village is doing a better job, I guess.
Yeah. But it's both of them seem kind of off, actually. Yeah, I don't know where Trevor got this from or where the original came from, but we'll check and try to figure it out.
There might be an inconsistency in my mind when we have residential and we have the two pictures. Yeah. I have no problems with that. And then we just move through other land use sites, and then you have institutional, which shows two pictures. It's just, there's a precedent set, and if you're going to show out, you can have outdoor recreation, you can have, if we wanted to strengthen it,
yep,
and go with the theme, if there's pictures laying around, or just, you know, get if you're going to do representative pictures, try to get them in for each land use.
Okay.
Does the building inspector or code enforcement officer have a number of pictures laying around, good pictures besides violations that could be inserted into the document?
The assessor.
Yeah, the assessor probably, because he just did all the pictures of the whole community.
There you go.
So, yeah, I'm sure we could get some pictures, and I'm sure Brad has some good outdoor recreation pictures that we get in different parks or facilities that we have. I'm sure we could find that. So we do have a fair amount of pictures because we're redoing our website, so we've got a fair amount that we've been putting forth to that, so we could use it for this too.
Is all the agriculture?
We no longer have any agriculture.
Okay, so would we take that out?
Yes, I think we did take it out, didn't we?
Well, we just all
the
agriculture. We should indicate that agricultural land no longer exist in the village.
It's probably worthwhile.
My vegetable garden doesn't count.
No, I'm
sorry. Chickens next door to me don't count.
Got anything good in your garden?
Yeah. Do these people have producing eggs?
Yeah.
It's pretty tiny.
Four hens and our cats love them.
There's a problem with some, I think in New York, people who do
make a lot of noise.
Plots in front of their row
houses. If you're outside, sometimes
somebody comes along and
what's
the neighbor's name? Don't mind me asking. I wonder if it's somebody like that.
It's Frank and what's her name? I don't know them very well.
She has long hair.
Yeah.
Curly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she has a son.
Yeah.
Grade school age son.
Okay, I think I know.
She has her. It's her mother's house. Mary was her mother's name, and her mom no longer lives there.
Okay, so then in chapter 2, where it has all the different village actual areas, are so many acres, blah, 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 we will double check that graph, because everything obviously comes forth on all of this stuff.
Right.
So we'll double check that and make sure that's all right, and where they, and then put in that as 2010 for all of those as well.
Yeah, they've got the year updated in a lot of these on page 29. And there should probably be some indication of explanation of a change in how things are calculated.
Yeah, if indeed it's a change, yeah.
We were going to have more photographs.
Yeah, and then we'll add more pictures or try to get two pictures for each area, mm-hmm. whether it's a natural area or whatever, we'll try to get two.
Something better than the one with the fire hydrant?
Yeah, yeah.
Are there plans to do any changes to the Alloway Community Center? I mean, updates or upgrades or renovations? Or is it used a lot?
It is
used regularly, and it looks just like that.
Yep, it's
I've been there. I went there to look once to see if it might be a venue for a group that I'm a member of that has meetings off-site, not in people's homes all the time. And I have a bunch of guys playing bridge or something.
Is it a rent? Do you rent the facility?
Yeah, you can rent
it.
Yep.
Open use?
Yep.
I have a question for... I guess Chris, maybe? As we get into these chapters, what I'm noticing, like on page 34, there's a picture of the neighborhood dentist office, and little things that are outdated because things have changed since then. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're going to see little instances of that in each chapter, and I think we have to resist from wanting to update those because it was a snapshot at the time they went through. I'm sure, Chris, when you guys went through, did you try to update those things?
We did.
Oh, you did?
We left from what was in the original plan.
Okay.
Was there a reason?
Should we?
Was it discussed at all?
It was more because it was just an update. It wasn't necessarily going through and making wholesale change. I mean, we added a lot of things to the plan, but we didn't change, like, the pictures. And maybe we should have. But if we didn't have access to updated pictures, I mean, there are better examples of what that is.
Put that in here.
So if we have the pictures and we have the technology, I'd say let's change them if we have better examples.
And 36, that site's changed to Alloway Beer and Liquor. In South Monroe, that's all changed. That little strip mall. I guess that's that strip mall.
Well, and that's the old Village Hall. That's a vacant site, so that should probably come out. On page 36, that building's no longer there. So we should at least know a vacant field, right? Adam, maybe you do have a valid point. It's been a while since... What do you think, Tracy? I'm sold.
Yeah, I guess we get a picture of something that's no longer there, probably.
And on page 34, North Side Neighborhoods, Old Alloway, can we add an E to the old?
Yeah.
Just to make it old timey.
Back on 31, will the trend use analysis tables, updated mm-hmm. ones, be available?
Yes, I think, let me just get back here. They are in this document, but they weren't in that one. Yeah, we had a hard time getting, because the MLS stuff, Brown County lost their contact person for that, but then Trevor was able to find someone that does it. So those are both updated with new documents, but they just are not in yours yet.
Oh.
But he does have new ones.
Okay. Under the summary of recommendations on page 41, there are two bullet points that talk about the existing Village Hall, and maybe you just need to change those to the former Village Hall site. Okay.
We're picking on pictures on page 38. Is that like the worst picture? I mean, it's got the street, it's got the trees, it's
everything
got
everything.
It's like, really?
Yeah, I suppose on the top of that page, then, too, instead of existing, you should probably say former Village Hall site.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
Where do we not chase? I mean, if we keep chasing all like these opportunities that we have, maybe we put that in the report that we have and say, and this is something I've been asking for years. In this, there is a existing or vacant lands, and I think there's also another one in the original document that shows potential redevelopment sites. We should keep track of that, and that should go on the website as far as if it's in the TIF district or not in the TIF district. I mean, that's something, and maybe the Economic Development Committee is doing that. But there's always been something, if we're not tracking that, it's not the place to put it in the comp plan, but it's something that's always been talked about and then we just never follow through on it.
Yeah. And Economic Development is not doing that yet. There's just not, we don't have really enough staff or anybody to keep track of that and keep that all updated. And the only thing that's out there really is the old Village Hall site that we have advertised and have it out on a commercial property.
There's a little sign they drive by.
And there's a
what's
sign
that
there.
Say? I can barely read it. I need stronger glasses. Or you need a bigger sign.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, and I really beefed that up, but I didn't make it big enough. I agree.
So these are identifying opportunities for rehabilitation, right? And so they're just highlighting priority properties. That's the intent.
Yep.
So it's not intended to be a full list of...
No. Just potential or things that really seem to stand out.
So then this one that's completed, would we take that out completely?
The Purveyor's Clinic site?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I think you could. Because it's not a redevelopment
site. It's no longer going to fall into that category of opportunities for redevelopment.
What about this Town and Country Supper Club? 38. Where's Stanball Road?
Isn't that way to the south?
That's way south. It's, it's near where the tennis club is.
Yes.
It's just to the north of there a bit, I think, just one or two roads over.
So the thing is gone. It's vacant.
Yep.
Whatever it is.
It's a vacant lot, kind of a cement
market,
and it's got some kind of billboard-like things.
Did it burn down?
I thought it might have been a drive-in restaurant at some time. Otherwise, it's a couple blocks from my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I go by there. I always wonder what
was condemned
there.
I was just going to ask you if you knew. Yeah. You can see on page, I don't know, is it 48 something? It talks about the tax exempt acres. Got the little graph on there. 41.
We don't have a graph.
Are you grassing in? Okay.
Summers on 39.
Oh.
Why don't they include streets?
Hmm?
Why don't they include the streets in tax exempt?
I don't know.
There would be a worse percentage.
The numbers would be too high.
Yeah, actually, it went up. You guys don't have the updated one. The updated one, developable acres, 2,360, which you got to double check on that. Tax exempt is 708, 30%.
Does tax exempt include governmental? Or is it?
Does that include street right of ways or waterways?
I don't know. So that's now I see that.
Yeah.
I need my glasses.
But should it? I mean, maybe we have one figure without and one with, just so we can see the total. How much is not exempt? And what is exempt? One more reason why mixed use is the way to go. Build up, we can't build out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if the belief is that people want to live here more than they want to create a business here, it seems like that's kind of that's a great neighborhood that you need to get people then moving in for tax dollars.
Yeah.
And how else are you going to get moved in unless you have new housing?
Is incomplete. The last sentence.
No, it goes to the next page, doesn't it?
Okay. Is there something at the bottom of some of these pages, or some of the format is odd?
Some of the format is odd because there's some graphs that.
So it's just kind of out of whack right now.
Okay. That were in there that may have been pulled out. Like you can see, you got the.
See the map.
There,
but sometimes we have these like half pages,
yeah.
And there's no heading or anything, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think
that's the end of the chapter.
Yeah, you screwed up.
Well, that one makes sense, but the one before it.
Yeah.
I'll keep shooting you down.
Oh, maybe look stupid one to me. Huh?
Two on 39, something that's been accomplished, identifying housing rehabilitation target. Or that's just the historic properties that's been done. That didn't also include any of this rehabilitation.
Right.
Page 39, the second bullet point.
I don't think it's been done. But there's you and no. I mean, Bay Lake is letting staff to do it, and I don't even know about Broward County Housing Authority if they would.
Yeah.
Where is Bay Lake? Oh.
Where are they?
Did they move?
They want to, but they're still in Jackson.
They came to university. They wanted to move into offices there. And at first the dean shot them down. And we're like, because then somebody called me. I forget the fellow's name. It's like, hey, yeah, you should be here. That'd be great for us, our students.
He came to us too, and we can't.
And supposedly it was being worked on last year, and then we realized a month ago we never heard anything else about that.
I know a site where we could build them a nice building.
With apartment housing above, right?
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know, does that tie into the TIF district too? I mean, if this was done with the housing, and even though I know we're concentrating mostly on business growth, but.
Yeah.
The other thing, looking back at this, just on the recommendations on 39 and 41, we were too specific on some of these. Like, really, do we care about the former town and country supper club, or do we say, hey, anytime there's an opportunity in the village for redevelopment,
yeah,
we should
be
pushing it?
Time to just put an address there.
I say,
yeah.
No one knows what the former,
right.
I don't know what that is.
No,
you know, Barb did because she worked here years ago, but,
right.
You know, a lot of people don't know exactly where that is.
But as this document goes through the ages, properties are going to become vacant, not vacant, whatever, so we should keep it more generic. And unless there's specific things like the existing village hall site, that's been something we want to get on the tax rolls for years and years and years.
But we could combine those two bullet points into one, 41.
Sure.
The two village hall ones?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who specifically made these recommendations?
The original ones were done by, during the planning process, the Brown County Planning had the contract.
So they kind of oversaw them.
But there was a different administrator, it was a different DPW, it was a different, I mean, it's a lot of, it's, I mean, it wasn't Cameron McCain was the village president, and the board is changing their philosophy too. Okay. I'm saying this and I'm almost positive I know the answer.
That first bullet point on 41, that's...
additional small commercial, is that, no?
The village should consider allowing the development of additional commercial and possibly some riverfront residential uses.
Yeah.
I wouldn't restrict it to the marine industrial area. I would allow it wherever.
Just leave it everywhere.
Yeah.
Throughout
just
the
say
village.
Along, just okay. Say along the Fox River.
Just for background, in the old plan, so it says the Village of Allen, Brown County Planning Commission would like to thank the following members. When I look on here, Ralph Woody was the former zoning administrator. Ken Pavick, the planning director, and the peer. Pat O'Neill, was she on the board? I don't remember. I think she was.
I think she was.
Tom Meyer was the public works director. Mm-hmm. Clarence Matuzik, who remembers Clarence? He shows up to board meetings and yells and screams and calls people names and then leaves, and it's recorded, but that's the truth. Cameron McCain, the former village president. Harry Mackle, who developed a number of sites, including across the street. Brad Lang, the current parks director. And then a bunch of people I used to work with on the planning commission. Charlie Apple, Daryl Eggert. Sue Foxworthy is the former administrator. Ray Kopisch is on the board now. And then there's a couple names I don't know.
Can't we just, I was marking that up a while back. I think we should leave most of those guys alone.
Right, absolutely.
Because they were the original preparers, but then add, I think we should add the list of the members of the village board who are responsible for putting the plan into effect at the time, so the historical members of the board. And then have a separate section that we add for the new members of the board and the members of the plan commission who oversaw.
I'm just jumping into that because of Adam's question, or the question was, who came up with these things? And it's kind of a mixed bag approach, some elected, some staff, some citizens, some people that were involved when Alloy was a town. So that's why some of the thinking then is different than where we're looking. I mean, we're looking at complete streets or different things that are in the comp plan. I don't know if some of them, that was their original intent.
Yeah, I think that just falls into the category of some of the stuff is just what we got.
Yeah.
Do we want to mention anything about the diocese trying to sell off some of their property?
It is mentioned in... this kind of talks about that near the tax-exempt area, I think that's
well, on one of the bullets, the last bullet on 41.
41, is it? Okay.
Yep. I think it's good to work with representatives of the Catholic Diocese of Green Bay to identify potential development projects and sites owned by the diocese.
Yep. I saw that somewhere.
Yeah, have we established a new land use category for that parcel?
For the diocese?
Well, yeah, they're trying to sell a parcel of land.
Oh, yeah.
Should we identify a zoning category for that? You know, has it been rezoned yet, or do they just have a sign up on what is currently tax exempt? So if they're trying to sell it, should it become taxable property?
Yeah.
And I guess an example of that, Rogers, on page 39, it talks about this, and I've driven by this lots of times, the former animal hospital site along Riverside was mentioned in the previous section as an example of a diocese property that will likely be developed in the near future. So I didn't realize that was diocese property. I mean, it's things like that. If they're sold off, at what point do they lose the tax-exempt status?
Do you do it as soon as they sell it to somebody that's a for-profit business on there, then they lose it. Then they lose that status.
Right.
So I don't even think if they lease it.
I would think the city attorney should look at whether it's possible to tax the property when it's up for sale for commercial, for taxable purposes.
And I'm wondering, did the village ever, like the village has a board with the prison and they go and meet with them, do they ever meet with the Catholic Church and kind of talk about, is there land opportunities that we have that, I mean, maybe there's things they don't need,
yeah,
and maybe they'd be willing to work with the village. And they have on, like, the park. That used to be church land down by, by Riverside. What's the name of that little park?
St. Francis.
Took that one out. But I'm not saying they're bad neighbors. Yeah. They've been very good neighbors, but maybe there's other opportunities the village can pursue.
I know I've worked with Amy, the property lady from the diocese, about different projects that they're looking at. So I know they are looking at things, but I don't think it's been anything real consistent that the board sat down with them and talked to them about it or anything like that.
We need something to try and work in your plan or whoever, once a year or once every couple of years, and just chat with them.
Yeah.
It's 10 after 8. How late do we want to go?
Not too. I got a kid's science project to help finish it.
Okay.
Science fair tomorrow.
So do we want to begin on chapter 3?
It's just definitions.
I think it's kind of a long chapter.
It's just
we still have elections of the chair and vice chair to do.
Okay.
So.
I don't know that there's a lot that has to be really.
Didn't seem like it was bad to me.
There was the roundabouts.
Yeah.
That area or that segment should be updated, but it's
yeah.
still in flux a little bit too. But.
Yeah, the roundabouts definitely need to be, LA Avenue 1 rather than looking at one in a different community.
Right.
Well, there's a lot, like the functional class, was that updated? Because that was just done with the census, so that there's a new urban area map. I guess the other question is, we did our Safe Routes to School plan that we adopted last year, and we said that those plans were better than what we had, so those should come
in
here. Green Bay Metro changed their route since...
Yeah, and those were all updated, and the verbiage has changed.
Do we want to put Safe Routes to School under best pedestrian and bicycle facility?
That's what I think, too, actually. That's what I was thinking. Mentioned on our pedestrian bicycle facility, the Safe Route to School plan has been completed, and and it's really a Safe Route to School and bicycle and pedestrian plan, so it encompasses all community.
Okay. Now, under transit, has there been a new transit study since 2001?
Yes. There are no longer 4 Green Bay Metro fixed routes.
Yeah,
this has changed,
dramatically.
So I know that Trevor has changed that, and it's probably in this document, actually, that has been changed already. So that's been changed, and the map has all changed as well. And paratransit is much the same thing.
Can't wait till that railroad track gets converted into a trail.
I was just reading that.
Another way for pedestrians to cross the river.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, mm-hmm. And it's a block from my house, so I'm not biased.
You know, it's really, I'm trying to think when we had talked to them or something. I contacted them, and Canadian National's like, that isn't even on the vision that they're going to abandon that. I mean, and they use it. They say they still use it quite a bit.
I wouldn't say quite a bit.
Well, they repaired it last fall.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. So I just don't see it changing, but it still needs to be in here, you know, as
oh,
something
absolutely.
That they
yeah.
keep in mind. That would be a great connection.
It would. We also
can't just hang like a bike pedestrian thing on the I-72 that goes across, just
yeah.
hanging on one side.
Oh, yeah.
That's high up.
That would be cool, though. Well, look at what they're doing to the Lake Beatamar Bridge. They're doing exactly that. They're putting a bike pedestrian facility along the east side of that bridge.
I was involved with
yeah.
the agreement with the DNR. And
yeah.
But see, that because the fishing, they said, yeah, you can go a little wider. It's all right. It's
oh,
one
oh.
case. But
yeah.
I guess there's some things. Do we specifically mention the Fox River Trail, the East River Trail being expanded?
I think so.
Do we? And I guess the other thing is, I think it's, I got to remember, crossings to get to the Fox River Trail, or maybe you say that's got to be.
It's mentioned. That.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember where.
Yeah.
There's a mention.
Where is it on 58, you guys?
Oh.
In addition to the East River Trail through White Park.
Oh.
City
oh,
Park and Ledgeview.
So maybe there should be something like the Fox River Trail, our piece. I mean, it goes from downtown Green Bay all the way to Hillbrook.
I think under natural areas.
Oh, is that
is
where it's
possibly
coming?
Where
okay.
it is.
Okay. But should that be
but it might, yeah. It.
I mean.
It could definitely double dip.
Yep.
I think it's
yep.
relevant.
Let's talk about what the trails on page 45. The Fox River and the East River Trail.
It would be included in the map, I guess, of the bicycle and pedestrian facilities.
Yeah. There is an update on that.
East River Trail is a narrower facility that tends to be, well, it's
yeah.
in the process of work.
Widening it.
Here's what it used to be where the Abbey was.
Really?
Well, the other thing in the plan, and maybe it would come under a recreation plan, so there's parking or amenities or other, I mean,
cool.
maybe it doesn't have to be too much in here, but it's yeah. something we should be proud of in our community. I mean,
right.
I spend so much time on streets and talking all that, and it's like, yeah, we gave them a sentence, we're good on our trail.
Exactly, yeah. And we got a great trail system here, so.
Yes.
Should list it and promote it more.
In a case like that, I don't feel bad with the East River Trail if you have a map of the whole system that shows Bellevue or it shows Ledgeview. I mean, that's a good thing for all of us. I mean, my family, we like biking over to some of the parks in Ledgeview and playing.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's about traders.
Connecting
transportation.
You don't play in their parks.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. But when we get to the intergovernmental cooperation, I'll put you in your place.
It's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing in here about, oh, I shouldn't say it. It's avoid expanding streets to four or more lanes, but I was thinking of Riverside, but it's already four lanes, and we're talking about maybe downsizing it, so it's the opposite. But.
Well, there's a special emphasis area for 57.
Yeah, the, I don't like the way the village streets section starts on 51. It says it has few multi-lane streets, but maybe it's some, there's something else in here about that. But just that because Riverside and Webster, we only have three primary north-south routes available, and two of them are basically a high-speed roadway, four lanes. So that should be an issue that we raise.
And it's kind of implied there. It's just not really stated, right? That's an issue.
I think most people won't realize that unless
unless you
clarify the issue.
Once they reconstruct Riverside, will the speed limit go down?
Probably not.
So it seems like you speed up through Alloway between De Pere and Green Bay.
They talked about maybe trying to bring the speed down through the residential areas. You know, because the pier goes to 25 in that residential area.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at kind of the same thing, but I don't know for sure. So we have to, take over?
No, I don't think that's necessarily the case. But let's say the village says no sidewalks out here. Well, we want the traffic to slow down, but we don't want to make it like a neighborhood that we should slow it down. So I think, and that Andy Pulser's responsible for that. So I won't deal with that part of it. But it's kind of, you can't say we want to slow the speed down, but I don't want any of the responsibilities with making it a neighborhood type setting. So, but no, the connecting highway, that is nothing.
That's
not really.
Nothing.
I won't get into that. Well, this is a transportation element, so I won't get accused of intergovernmental cooperation or something.
You know, on page 51, there are these bullet points under village streets. I'd like to suggest breaking the second one apart into two different points. One minimizing barriers to pedestrian travel, and a separate one encouraging people to drive at appropriate speeds. Or maybe we change that by, I would prefer to see it, you could say encourage, but possibly look at design alternatives which will help reduce motor vehicle speeds.
Right design equals right practice.
Yeah.
The three of us attended the course.
Alloway was the best attended community.
Oh, the one you went to was
it? Yeah. 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 Yeah, we were.
I was technically a DOT rep, but I just hold it.
That was the one in Howard?
No, this is separate. This was a program through
Bicycle and Pedestrian Safety.
The BOTS, Bureau of Transportation Safety. It was a free course. And, it was basically sign up and come and in one community. I mean,
it was a lot of cross-section.
Yeah, it was.
I think I went to that a few years ago. They hosted that, I think. Before.
Peter Lagaway came in from Seattle, and Rudy Ums with Federal Highways. But there are some things, and basically the big thing is if you're putting things in the roadway, you're adding more signs, you're doing more things, your design, you failed, is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So there's some good things. Actually, there's something I got out of, I was thinking about a speed table with the pier, and now I'm kind of rethinking that idea. So I got some things out of the course also, but I think, Roger, you make a good point that something we're missing right now is this. We always say we need more police, we need more enforcement.
Yes.
Well, maybe some right design. We can't solve it with one or the other.
Yeah.
And the first point Roger said about the pedestrian travel, Alloy has always struck me as they've done one thing right in some of our neighborhoods. They might not have the sidewalk, but by some of the schools, they have these pedestrian sidewalks that connect neighborhoods that kids can get to the schools. Maybe we should add a picture of that under this bullet.
Yeah.
There's a TED video about designing for bicycle traffic, pedestrian bicycles. So I forget the fellow's name, but he's Danish. And they talk about desire lines.
Jan Gehl.
No, it wasn't.
The TED Talks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. He talks about how kids understand this, and you look at desire of people where they cut through, and instead of trying to ticket people and prevent that, pay attention to where people are going and build that into your system so you're not trying to... It's good. Sorry, there's an aside from
what you guys were talking about.
To stop people from doing what they want to do. Or how many planners, transportation planners, don't actually... They're planning bikes and pedestrian trails and actually don't ride the bikes in their communities. So they don't know the experience of it.
Yeah. You got to get those engineers out on their bikes sometimes and sign that stuff and see what it's really like, you know?
Does that really have anything like that? Like a community bike day or something? That'd be cool because a lot of cities do this, and the village could do it where you just shut down a road.
Yeah.
Now, we couldn't shut down Webster, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Just so happens there's going to be a press release this week from Aurora Bay Care about Open Streets Green Bay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. On what the streets 28th, are they looking at?
Oneida and Dousman. Oh. From the Rush Center to Lake Park.
Oh.
Wow. Sat down with Mayor Schmidt today, and he was all for it. Didn't even think about complaints from the people living on the streets. Let's do it. It's great. So yeah, Green Bay, you know.
From Oneida Street to Dousman, what road?
Oneida. We're going to a meeting with county highway guys tomorrow to talk about how to get from the Rush Center onto Oneida. I also have to talk to Ashwaubenon.
Yes,
because of anyway, it's being called Open Streets Green Bay.
Yeah. So. Cool. Like when they rebuild Riverside, before they open it to move in. Well, they'll probably have to close, though. It'd be great to just open it like they did down in the valley. They redid some road and they just opened it up to bikes and pedestrians for like a day.
Well,
and then the next day they opened
the
it to the
bridge vehicular. In Milwaukee? Before they made it an interstate, they would shut it down on its anniversary of construction, and you could bike and walk over.
The village had pushed for that, and they did that with the Claude Alloway Bridge in the pier, just to get people familiar and walk out and participate in some of that. So that's not, I mean, that's something if you suggest that to Andy, he'd probably say, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I think it'd be great, you know, just especially if we really put in a lot of bike and ped accommodations to get people.
Or if it's even a three-lane or whatever alternative is selected, it might not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to ask. Like, there's sometimes newer people, and they're willing to do stuff. But if you don't push it a little bit, they've never done it before, so they say, I didn't know we could do that.
Yeah.
Will that road be completely shut down during construction?
I don't know that.
Oh. Which?
Riverside.
I'm assuming it's a reconstruct, and because are the utilities being done at the same time or before?
Maybe a year before, if I remember right. Utilities.
To do. Monroe's being torn up this summer.
Do you want me to follow up on that and see? And they might not even know.
They'd be more apt to doing that, letting it be a day of pedestrian if there was a point that it was shut down. If there were cars allowed at some point to shut it down, might be confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, the bridge was completely shut down.
It was a day of pedestrian.
Yeah, that'd be something between Green Bay to Pier and Alloway Estate. If everybody agreed to sit down Riverside, part of the day on Sunday or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I guess you have the trail technically, but
opening up. Yeah.
So you have that direct route all the way through.
So are there really recommendation updates or changes to transportation other than, I guess, the updating to current conditions?
I think the only thing we really need to add is something that defines complete streets these days as a design imperative. So, I mean, it's being employed by the state state requirement.
Yeah. Well, and we did talk about putting the safe, mentioning that we have a safe house to school plan and a bicycle mm-hmm. pedestrian plan right. in there as well.
We could, under design intersections to maximize safety and accessibility, we could say something about the state DOT zero traffic deaths effort. I don't know what the formal name
zero, is. Zero in the sense, again.
Yeah, something yeah. like that.
Again, at the summary of recommendations, those green bullets that talk about what has been accomplished probably just should be part of that.
That other document, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Which what? I think now the appendix is not a useless organ, that it actually... It's a storage container for good bacteria and things. The body. So the appendix. The appendices mean something.
I'm thinking about your science project.
Yeah.
It's not mine. I swear.
Oh, okay. I tend to take those
she,
over on
she
my
is right. She is writing. It up when I'm going. We're going to type it up together.
As we speak.
Probably not together that way. We did some of it last night.
One thing we probably should do is justify this transportation section, with or at least the bicycle and ped facility section, with the new Brown County Bicycle and Pedestrian Plan.
References it somewhere. I don't remember where though. But yeah, no, I'd probably could use some more.
They did publish and update their plan just 2 years ago.
Note for it in here. Maybe not.
Does the village have an outdoor recreation plan that also has trails? So we might want to reference that also.
Okay.
That's why, what is it? It's like bicycle and pedestrian trips sometimes have an identity crisis. Is it recreation? Is it transportation?
Yeah.
Is it
I'd
prefer to have it be transportation, but.
Yeah.
Because then you think recreation is something extra.
Right.
It's not something important.
Yeah.
I don't like
it. Oh, whoa.
That's what I'm saying when it gets to decision making on projects. What can what's the extra stuff we can cut out? I mean, and yes,
you know, but we don't make that differentiation with automobile travel, though.
No, we don't.
No, we
and
don't.
It certainly exists.
Yeah.
From just going out for a joyride.
Yeah. Maybe not as much as it used to, because
I mean,
of the cost.
Going
of
out to eat, that's a recreational ride. That's not a transportation ride.
True.
Thinking of one other crazy thought.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a discussion of this heritage parkway and having the kayaking and that kind of stuff. Would that fall under recreation? Or we put it under here?
Is that okay?
That's the heritage is in?
That you're talking about the connection using that underpass?
No. What I'm talking about, Kendra, is the. They're talking about having this kayak route all the way from making basically the heritage, the Fox River, a heritage state park. So it'll go all the way from the valley all the way up to.
Wow. Yeah, that's not discussed here.
Yeah
what's the guy there? What's the real estate?
Jim O'Rourke is involved with that, and we're a member of the Wisconsin Heritage Parkway, and it actually goes from the mouth, I think, of the Fox River all the way down to, like, Preachstack or Perry Jane or something like that. I mean, it goes all the way along the whole entire river.
So do we want to put it, I mean, we should take credit for being a part of that, But yeah, can we do it under recreation?
That would go under parks or recreation.
Okay. Just so we don't lose it.
And, well, historic, too, because it is the idea of heritage, the whole. Alloway doesn't have a piece of it that way. Well, maybe it does. Did they, were there ever?
Alloway had a lot of history.
Well, the thing is, it's heralding the old transportation route, the Fox River as a transportation route. So.
But in a historic
it's really
way.
Kind of a hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a recreational facility.
Waterways usually are state owned.
I don't know who you would say runs the Fox River. I mean, all the
Fox River Navigational Authority.
Yeah. It's the Fox River Navigational Authority.
But I think the Army Corps is back in with some responsibility.
Yeah,
they gave
probably.
It to the state, and the state's like, yeah, they didn't know what to
exactly.
<Thanks. run> it, I can make that joke because our director is one of the people on
the Army Corps. Is
involved. Oh, yeah.
I guess the only other transportation comment, I've seen the Village of Howard and other communities do this on 64, and I know there's all these grant programs, and different ones are being phased out now that, well, there's the T21, and then there's MAPS, is the new federal legislation. Maybe we just put something generic and say, the Village will pursue all funding sources to improve our transportation system when viable or whatever, and that could be private donations. I've been seeing up in Door County where maybe a rich person, well, Mr. Resch, he's paying the local cost share for the East River expansion.
Yeah.
So that's an opportunity, funding source that we should take credit for.
Yeah.
And just have a generic statement that if there's a need and there's funding, we'll pursue it, and then not tie that we're going to go for these programs that
might
not even exist in 5 years or 4 years or whatever. So we don't care about the program, we care about the opportunities.
Right.
And if you wanted to flesh it out, it could always be some example. Some past examples have been.
Sure. And they kind of have that. They have some examples of these programs are identified in this section. And they kind of say it, but it just could be, it says it should apply for transportation grants from various sources over the next several years. Well.
On page 58, under continuing to develop pedestrian and bicycle trail system. I think the in the Brown County plan, I think the idea of doing something on the railroad trestle is gone, but they do talk about a side path on 172, some sort of structure placed on 172 to accommodate bicycles.
I don't know that that's possible. I mean, for a high-speed road like that?
Well, you could do a marsupial bridge. So.
Wow.
I would say, I think we should add it. If you look at the Village of Ashwaubenon bike ped plan, there's a recommendation. And yes, you remember I served on that committee.
Yes, you did.
The 172 bridge is only going to last another 40 years. And so sometime in the future, there's going to be a need for a new bridge. So I would say, and maybe you don't tie it on 172, maybe we say if there's ever additional crossings of connecting across the river.
Yeah, it should be incorporated.
Yep.
Well, and they put it on 41. And they're putting a bike ped bridge or a bike ped
on Lake Butamore.
On Lake Butamore.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Attached to that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's a high speed, high travel.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I don't know if people realize it's not going to be an inviting. I mean, they're putting some tribal kiosk areas out there. And traffic's going to be right there. But if you want to fish, you're going to have ways to get down and fish.
Right down the median.
But it would, I mean, have another way to cross rather than going to downtown or to the pier. Oh, that would be nice. Because I work like across the river from my house.
You can see it.
Me too. And then the other thing is, I know the Schwab and I has got plans to extend the Schwab and I trail. And I know I'm working with the city of De Pere. They would like to connect that down into their downtown area. So if by the time they get that done, it's probably about the same time a bridge connection of some sort would be looked at. But that's a visionary stuff. Just, I mean, if you see a need, don't say, oh, it's a limiting factor. Just put something generic, but we don't have to tie it to the existing bridge.
Sure, just some just additional crossing.
Additional crossing that it would have to be. Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, it does say in here, the added comment was 172. On the very end, for opportunity, discussion on bike ped accommodations in 172. Widen the East River Trail and recommend discussion on bike ped accommodations.
I guess that's another question. As Bellevue starts to develop, is there enough bridge crossings of the East River Trail to get from Schwab and I into Bellevue? I know there's some, but I've never looked at the system. Is there neighborhoods or places that it makes sense to connect back and forth? Yeah. And maybe Brian would have a better idea of that.
Yeah.
I guess my last comment that I can think of before Adam better go deal with science experiments. Should we tie health into transportation when it gets into the bike ped? I mean, like Becky Berg from the county, Becky and I work from the counties. Should we make that tie, that connection? I'm not sure we did.
You mean as a rationalization?
Well, just to say that, I mean, is our community, I'm not sure what the demographics are, but is our community, I think Alloy is aging, is what that's my hypothesis, though. To prove it is another thing. So, if that's happening, and if we can't necessarily, mass transit isn't the answer for everybody, so maybe having a bicycle pedestrian network is a way, number one, it gets people healthy, but number two, it might be the only transportation that some people can have as they age.
Yeah, the Department of Health, Wisconsin Department of Health, has the Active Communities Workshop Program.
Which we want to.
So.
More people on the street on bikes, the safer it is.
Exactly.
Well, it also relates to community planning. That's one of the three elements. Under funding to help develop village transportation systems, C5 at the top, statewide enhancements program was gone. It's now transportation alternatives.
Does it help, Tracy? Like on the DOT website, there's a list of DOT programs. I know it doesn't cover everything else, but at least it would give you the updated DOT programs. That's I can send you a link if you want.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
Now, I don't know, DNR maybe?
DNR has other ones too, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, your comment, you just made the comment about the funding sources.
More general
or generic, and you could just say, because they change. I mean, those will change tomorrow.
They
won't be valid, then we put it in, and then it's not valid again. I think keeping it general and just saying that, we'll pursue that type of thing, whether it's through DOT or DNR or private or whatever the case may be.
I'm okay with being specific, but I want to say me too. If something else comes, I want any opportunity that improves the village. We want to go after it. So I don't care if we mention specific programs, but you're right, they are going to be outdated. But
I mean, they're just said that, you know, the agencies that have them instead of going into the specific ones. I don't know.
Yeah, that's. You're still inevitably going to probably miss.
Right.
Like this one talking about congestion mitigation and air quality. Wow. I mean, I wouldn't have even considered that it potentially, maybe someday, there's a grant under that program that might qualify.
Yep.
Well, DOR, Sheboygan, and Manitowoc are eligible in that area. So there's, depending on who's in the DNR air quality program, there's discussions about making basically our whole area non-attainment.
Really?
And there's roughly, every 2 years, it's $24 million. But normally, it's Milwaukee's little slush fund pot. Mm-hmm. They see that and say, that's the money. So then when we got involved with that, they didn't necessarily enjoy that. So, yes, we added, well, actually Brown County added that because they saw that potentially that could grow into another source that we should be thinking of.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. There's probably funding sources we don't even think of.
Right.
Like we talked about this gateway and working with the prison and having a mural and something that welcomes in. There's win-win situations all over the place. And I try and, okay, what's the normal sources? That's fine. Great. Forget about that. What are some unique partnerships? And so that's mentioned here, working with utilities or working with different people. If we can get partners with different agendas to improve the community, that's fabulous. So we don't have to do, oh, this program does this. No. You know, a bigger picture. Especially federal and state fundings are going to be drying up, so we're going to be creative.
Yeah.
Page 49, air transportation, some of the airlines have changed.
Right. I don't know that we need to list all those airlines.
I just saw this, the paratransit system, and the first paragraph allows clients to reach the cerebral palsy center. Okay, I know what that is. What's worse, the
dialysis?
Mm-hmm. Is that still there?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
There is a dialysis.
Right. Oh, that's here. The Roy C. Lindman. Okay, I just read Roy C. and I'm like, hey, what is that? Okay, so it is. Okay, maybe that's appropriate.
You don't think it's still
there? I don't think it's named that. I think there's a different one there. I don't think it's the right ceiling anymore.
Next to that ENT clinic. Yeah.
Where's that?
Riverside?
Is that DaVita? DaVita?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. I think you're right.
Gems.
What is it called?
DaVita.
Yeah. And we have the dialysis center right here, too. Right next door, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the mall.
Right in the mall. In the mall. So you know someone brought up the mural before. It did go to historical preservation. I should have talked about it under announcements, but historical preservation is not interested in pursuing a mural project. Mm-hmm. There is a gentleman on the historical preservation committee that is a builder and is real familiar with those walls, and those walls are extremely bumpy. They've been, what's that called? Stucco, right? That was put on them a few years ago, and it's... Even the condition of it is bad already.
Okay.
And he's like, I just don't know how you would ever do that without really having to either put something totally new on that wall, you know, reface it almost, and then mural it. And so they really weren't, the historical preservation had other project that they felt was more important than pursuing that one. So they really don't want to get involved in that right now. So that's where that sits. So, you know.
Okay. And that's fair, but we're charged with looking at the gateway type stuff. So.
So we've got to build the alleyway arch then.
There you go. Cross the river so you can get bikes and pedicabs.
Oh.
Yeah.
In college, in a project, we had to design crossing the Ohio River. And I did a chain link climbing pedestrian bridge. We could do that.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
I never brought up that pinched finger to be a real problem.
Oh,
on
yes.
Might lose some fingers.
Yeah.
So what's the plan, Roger? It's still your meeting, but are we going to wrap this up?
I think we should wrap this one up.
And then are we going to have another, keep going to the conference? I think there's enough stuff of value in just the short time that I heard that maybe we should keep going through the plan. Besides the pictures, all look stunning. I mean, I like every one of the pictures, even the building that doesn't exist anymore.
It's worth it just for the pictures.
Yeah, just for the pictures. That's what it's going through.
Yeah. So start on chapter 4. Next time we meet, now do you want to put it, our next meeting is June 2nd, I think?
3rd, I think. 3rd? Isn't it 3rd? I guess the question I have, is that going to be a packed agenda? Or do you think we're going to have time? I mean, do you have any developments? Do you have anything coming?
I do not know of any developments at this point that are coming. But that doesn't mean that something might pop up, you know. I don't have anything real, a lot on that agenda right now.
Okay.
Can you head start on 4 and 5? Are we on? Not too bad.
Do we have anything in here on electric vehicles?
No.
Charging stations, things like that?
Or that they would be restricted to certain roles?
Why would you do that?
No, because it can only go so fast, I guess.
Those are those NEVs. Those are those neighborhood electric vehicles, which are no longer here. In fact, we just talked about that the other day. Because a gentleman called about his golf cart. I wanted to know if he could drive that around on the village roads. And he said no. And he said, well, it's an electric vehicle. But the NEVs are no longer. We don't have that category anymore.
Oh, okay.
So we're in the process of weeding them out. Where is that in there? Any of these
it
are
was
actually
in the Bellevue one.
Oh, in the Bellevue one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't see them there.
Yeah, okay. Okay, anything else for 3? Chapter 3.
I'd like to provide a section on just some science fiction type of transportation just to have it in here. Personal transporters or something.
Jules Verne, something it'll actually be.
Let's predict something.
Flying cars.
Circus cannons.
Oh, that's a direct route. Yeah.
That's a direct route. You may not come back from it, but yeah.
Every property has a net.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you're going to do that, I want a chapter on litigation. Right after your chapter.
Yeah, there you go.
It's part of the social contract.
All right. Are we going to do elections?
You're the chair right now. You can do whatever you say.
What's that iron fist?
Yeah.
Just, you know, Chris is eligible for another term yet. We can go 2 terms in a row. So he has 1 more term that he is available for. Just FYI.
So.
I'm going to try to do that. Accept nominations from the floor for chairperson of the Plan Commission.
I would like to nominate Chris for another term.
I'll second.
Now, the trick to do this, which I shouldn't say, but I'm willing to do it, is you say, I make a motion to close nominations, and then I'm stuck. And then I will do it to whoever nominates me, or if Roger wants to be the vice chair.
Well, yeah. Are there other nominations?
I move to close nominations.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
I will second that.
Okay. Can we just move to a vote? All in favor of Chris being our chairperson? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? It passes.
And now we should also do vice chair, correct?
Yes. It wasn't listed on here, I apologize, because some committees don't have it and some do, but we do have one here, we've always had one.
I think it's a good thing. So I can go to soccer games and see my son play, so it's perfect.
So we will open nominations for vice chair of the commission. Any names to recommend?
I would nominate Roger.
I will second Roger, and I close the nominations.
What if he doesn't want to do it?
Oh, you don't want to do it?
<I'm> just kidding.
You don't, you should say something.
No.
We're priming him for chair for the next election.
I'll second the closing of nominations.
Okay. All in favor of Roger being a vice chair? Signified by saying aye.
Sounds so excited.
That's enthusiasm.
We got to run both these into the ground.
Opposed? Abstaining? Next item of business is adjournment.
No, next meeting.
Next meeting and agenda items. Are there any agenda items from the floor?
We still haven't done our goals for 2013. It keeps falling to the table.
I will put it on if we have time.
Yes. And
I mean, when you look at the annual report, we have them in there. Mm-hmm. But I know you guys want to look through them and tweak them and whatever, so... But.
I guess there's another thing that doesn't have to be on the agenda for June 3rd, but just an idea I want to throw out there. We've had a lot of changeover, and we have a great planning commission, but we have different people from what we've had a few years ago. It might not be bad to go and look at, the Mako development. What did we do right? What should we have done different? Go look at Ascension Church. So I was driving around some days, and maybe we could put a list. Yeah.
I'd like to throw something on top of that.
Sure.
A bicycle tour.
Oh, you know. Everyone bring their bikes to the hotel.
That'd be good.
A bicycle.
Let's ride the streets. Yeah.
The Plan Commission's annual bicycle. The first annual bicycle tour of Halloween.
Does everybody have a bike and a helmet?
You can borrow the kid's helmet.
It's got a
headlight. We could do that.
And a taillight.
But bicycle helmets are not a thing in most European countries. It's not a requirement because... there's so many people on the streets, it's safe.
So they don't have the drivers that we have.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I did think I'm European, by the way.
You're something. Are you willing to... I would say if we would do that, we'd probably stick around this part of the village and probably not have it all over the place on the bike. But I think it probably is good to have a discussion so we can go out and say, hey, did we do a good job with that fence? Or should a barrier... how's this look? Do we do enough street trees? What's the aesthetics? Just if we never look at what we've done in the past, how do we know what we should do better in the future?
The thing is, some of these larger developments will need to go on the property to really get a sense of.
And some, I don't know if we called the church and asked, they probably would say sure. I mean, they were so welcoming, or the orthodontic clinic.
Yeah.
I mean,
state law permits us to go on. The
correct.
Property,
now, I don't know if Mr. Mako would let us go on the property per se, but he might if we'd ask and just say.
I don't know. That's the question. Do we need to occasionally, like for that
exterior lot that we were looking at. We had to go in, see what was going on.
Correct.
For Mr. Marcos,
right?
Yeah.
So it's just one of those, just some idea that maybe later this summer, so maybe later in June, July, something like that, maybe we just plan that. And it's just a way to, I mean, it's one thing to go to a course, but it's another to look at what's our internal decision-making process and how can we do better. So I thought of that since the last meeting. For the rest of the agenda topics, is everything, is the position description of the plan commission members and the chair and the vice chair, that's complete, correct?
Yeah, I was just, at the beginning, I kind of let them know that it all went through village board and they approved the site plan review documents, the PDD, the annual report, and the position description. So that was approved, and then they did with Brennan Bureau, too.
Okay. So we still need to go back and revisit the whole... how we're going to handle this process with Aaron Schutte from Brown County and looking at the traditional neighborhood development and how we'll treat that.
Yeah.
And then the other major item, unless you guys already took care of that, did we do our public notice for the comprehensive plan?
We haven't because we don't have a timeline yet.
Okay.
So we have to, I think, you know, this is what will kind of drive our timeline, how long it takes us to go through it.
But do we need that? I think this is more
of
a notice of
public process.
Right, we need that, but do we need to have exact... I mean, if we say we're going to have this public process and it's going to take us several meetings and then we just say by August or something...
Well, yeah, we could certainly, yeah, the next meeting, when we're going to Chapter 4 and 5, we could talk about the process then, too, and say, okay, here's kind of our timeline, that'll maybe keep us on track a bit better.
My only concern is if we have a public process... and we're aiming to go down there, and we're driving each step, that's not really a public process. It's more of an artificial-type process that we're leading. So,
well, the public process is more of a review.
Yeah, I mean, the public process, I mean...
We're incorporating the updates.
Right.
And giving an opportunity.
And then we're presenting it to the residents, to the citizens of the...
So,
for review
and... And that's fine, but what I'm saying is if we put our process in place, not necessarily dates, so we say we're going to have one public meeting or we're going to have two open houses or whatever, we don't have to put the dates of those. These are the things we're going to do. Wherever it falls into the place is how we handle it. I'm kind of doing what I do for my day job and kind of fitting that in.
Okay.
So, but we can talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, I mean, at the last meeting we talked about, well, the things we have to do is a 30-day public hearing period.
Right.
Class one notice, have the plan available. So we really have to be done with the plan and say this is what we're really presenting. And then we schedule a public hearing and then plan commission and then the public hearing's held and then either at that point plan commission approves for a resolution or it comes back and we talked about making sure it came back to plan commission for a resolution and then it goes to village board for final adoption by ordinance. But when we talked, you guys also talked about putting some more citizen participation in that process.
Right.
And during that 30-day period, having an open house type event or whatever to encourage people to come in during that period, whether it's a formal session to add to the process or more of an informal process. But that's what you guys have talked about, more of an open house format to give people a chance to come in and really review it before that public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So we can certainly revisit that. We can just put it maybe as a separate agenda item on there to set the public hearing and how you guys want to handle it. Because you're right, I mean, we could set dates saying we're going to work on getting through this by this date, and this is one of the reasons we moved on, and this will back everything off of that. We could do that too. So just the timeline for.
I just thought if you needed it up front. Like when I do my studies, I have to have a public participation plan. I just don't come out and say, oh, no, I'm going to backdate. And here's you got to do it up front so you have something.
So
the federal highway can say, oh, you followed your process and you did this, not the other way around.
Yeah.
Other suggestions? Is there other things we're forgetting that we need to follow up on from?
Last thing.
I guess the only other thing I can think of is the plan commission workshops coming up, just to give whoever attends an opportunity to give us a heads up on what did they learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've got you all registered. And it's Howard and Roger and Kendra, right? On that one? And then Trevor's going to that, too. That's the one you guys are talking. I thought you were talking about at first, but that is all good.
Well, maybe if we have an update and we talk about that one, maybe Kendra and Roger and I maybe spend a few minutes talking about that May 1st pedestrian workshop
yeah,
and what we learned.
Great,
huh? And good way to share.
Yeah.
Bring the book.
I did give a copy of those materials to Craig Berg.
Oh, okay, good.
So.
Mm-hmm. May 1st, that one was?
May 1st and 2nd.
Yeah.
I spent more time at the police station than I need to.
Did you? Is that where they hosted it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't seem that bad.
Just because you were on you're there on your own volition.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid going through the Fort Lauderdale police station. That was scary.
I bet.
It was bigger. So. And that was in 1960.
Seems like yesterday.
Nothing else in the chair.
Next time is adjournment. A motion, therefore.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Number two.
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
You're adjourned.
Thank you, Roger, for leading
the meeting. Yes, thank you, everybody.
I'd like to propose that whenever we do eyes, we have to do it like a pirate.
I just fell at night.
You could have done what I did with my tongue.
You have to realize how much I bite my tongue at a real moment.
Oh, it was a cable access.
Yeah. I hit a wrong button.
Did it put you to sleep?
By the way, actually,
when you go on cable, if you have cable, there's a public access. Do you get the alloy stuff?
No, I'm joking, but I can see it.
Yeah, there isn't really an alloy.
I wondered if I lived close to the pier, somehow they're giving me the pier stuff.
We're supposed to have access to the piers, and there's a setup that we can go there, but we just never taken advantage of that.
I was